troubled times, sometimes. And who are the strong? And who can be trusted? Where is the harmony, sweet harmony, yeah? Each time I feel like slipping away, it just makes me wanna say, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
It has been a long, long time, WMFO, and it is so good to be back. My name is Julia, and you are listening to Hot Tip Tapes on WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Foam Radio, for the last time. I have been here for 6 years. I started first semester of college. I remember seeing this at the club fair. And actually, I saw this before I even came to Tufts when I was looking online at all the different club options. And I knew that I had to be a part of this. And at first, my show was called Tufts Tunes for Quirky Goons. And it was great. And I had like a super early morning show like all the newbies have. And then I graduated to a better time slot and I changed my show name to Hot Tub Tapes. And I was on eBoard here. I was the music director for a semester. And I just kept up with it. And after college, I moved across the river and then I moved back to Somerville and ended up here for a semester and a half and a summer and a semester. And it's been 6 years. And now it's time to say goodbye because I'm moving back to California. So this is the last show, the last hurrah officially. And we've got to celebrate. And to do that, we've got a ton of great music coming up. I went through every single song I've ever played on air. And I asked on my Instagram story, how many songs do you think I've played on air? The answer to that will be revealed later in the show. But I went through every song and I picked some of my favorites. And I picked some that were vaguely in theme with, you know, transition, goodbyes. Just like that last song, One More Time by Daft Punk. And we'll just keep it rolling. I've got lots of shout-outs to get to. I've got two special guests in the studio. And it's just going to be great. And I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy that you are all tuning in from wherever you're tuning in from. So up next, a song that is very in theme, one of my favorites, all about changing of the seasons, which I'm definitely going through now, both in a literal way, but seasons of life. This is Two Door Cinema Club. So it's over. I didn't realize it's so much colder, but it was no surprise. Did you ever?
You
All right, I know I'm denying the climax of that song, but we got a lot to get through today. Yeah, and as I said before, playing some favorites from the last 6 years, some lightly themed tracks. And the first song you heard, Changing of the Seasons, is definitely in theme. And then I played Can't Do Without You by Caribou, which is just one of my probably top five songs of all time for no reason. It's just one of those songs that doesn't fit in with the rest of my taste in terms of top favorites, but is a song that is near and dear to me nonetheless. And if you really want it, there's a 6 minute version. So there's more of that where that came from. But if you're in the chat, let me know. If you're tuning in, let me know. I want this to be a collaborative effort as we say goodbye to WMFO, and I want to tell a little story about the origin of Hot Tub Tapes. I don't know if everyone knows where the name comes from, but as I've talked about a lot in this show, my love for music has come from my dad. And growing up, we used to hang out in the hot tub, and he would give me musical history lessons, and we would just go through so much music, and that's how I really started to develop my own taste and how I learned so much about all different types of music. And it was just a really special time. And I guess too in the car, but car tapes doesn't sound as good as hot tub tapes. So that's where hot tub tapes came from. It's definitely still true to this day. My dad and I probably text each other 2 to 3 songs per day. And it's just become a really special tradition, even across the country, that we can share a love for music. And now we'll be living in the same house. So now we can talk about music all the day, all the time. And we can even live out hot tub tapes in reality, which would be kind of meta, kind of crazy. But moving on, we've got another one of my all-time favorites. I think this is my favorite indie song of all time. If you know me, you know I love this band. I pray every day for the day that they reunite and make more music. And there's been teasers, but nothing too concrete. But one can hope. This is On Hold by the XX.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found the new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. To orbit, it could be love. I think you're too soon to call us so. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. And every time I let you leave, I always saw you coming back to me. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on hold. I thought I had you on
All right, no better song to talk about the moment at hand other than New Beginning by Automatic, an awesome indie rock girl group trio. They're the best. And I thought that song was very on point. And on to the next shout out of the night. I can't talk about WMFO without talking about Tufts University, the place where I spent 4 of the last 6 years, and it was just such a special place. I met my favorite people in the whole world, and I'm so lucky that so many of them got to come to the studio with me while we were in school, and we had so many memories in here. We did a crazy hat party for my 21st birthday in here, I think, and we were just looking at the wall and found where we all signed our names so many years ago. And there were so many other memories in here and out of the studio that are linked, because this is such a special place and a special time in my life. And I'm so lucky that I am sitting directly across from 2 of those OG members, if they want to introduce themselves.
Hey guys, this is Emily and
Rachel.
Thank you, Julia, so much for having us on this special, special last session of Hot Tub Tapes. You were truly the blueprint. I would never have been a DJ without following in your footsteps. Lots of good stuff in the studio. Rachel and I have been discovering many things, including a woman that her mom went to college with and many other things on the walls.
I wish people could see what it looked like in here, because it's that's so much of ever. It. It's the environment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys for being here, and thank you for letting me drive your cars to the station and for being the best roommates in the world. And shout out our 4th roommate, Jay Wetzel, who's no longer with us.
She went home. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. But we've had a really, really special year together living in a beautiful home. I already said the address on a previous show, and I won't say that this time. But we got to live really close to Tufts this year, and that was really special because it allowed me to do this. And it led to so many other fun things. Any last words over there? Are you giggling fools?
Love you, Julia. Shout out Hot Tub Tapes
so
forever
much.
And ever.
We love you too. And shout out to all of my other incredible Tufts friends who are listening. I love you so very much, and it's been so fun to have you tune in, and I will miss this a lot, but maybe I will find another radio somewhere where I'm going. So that's first on the list. If anyone knows of any community radio stations on the California coast, let me know. But next up, in honor of my beautiful, amazing Tufts friendships, there was one night I was in here with a very specific person named Ava Autry, and we played Supercut on the radio and turned all the lights off and absolutely danced our little booties off, and it was like a core memory, and I think I have to play Supercut. And I think that that's a good song that sums up, I feel like, being young and friendship and emotions and all of the things that are happening at the current moment. So I hope you too turn the lights off and dance your butt off to Supercut by Lorde.
My head, I play a supercut of us. All the magic we gave off, all the love we had and lost. And in my head, the visions never stop. These ribbons wrap me up, but when I reach for you, there's just a supercut. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. I'm someone you may be my love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just a supercut of us. Supercut of us. Supercut of us. Supercut of us. So I fall into continents and cars. All the stages and the stars. I turn all of it
to just the supercut. Cause in my head, I do everything right. When you call, I forgive and I fight. Because all of the moments I play in the dark, we were wild and fluorescent. Come home to my heart. In your car, the radio up. In your car, the radio up. We keep trying to talk about us. Slow motion, I'm watching our love. I'll be your quiet afternoon crush. Be your violent overnight rush. Make you crazy over my touch. But it's just the supercut of us. Supercut of us. Oh, it's just the supercut of us. Supercut of us. When you call, I forgive and not fight. All the moments I play in the dark, I'm fluorescent, come home to my heart.
Come home tonight.
You gotta love some Madonna, and that is... Hello. My special guests were misbehaving. But that was Madonna with Borderline, of course. And that song is from my mom, who is a faithful Hot Tub Tapes fan and always texts me, I capital love this song, 10 exclamation points every time she likes the song. And I love that. And I'm so grateful that she tunes in. So thanks, Mom. Never change your number of exclamation points. Next up, we've got a Santigold track, just another one of my faves that I've loved since high school. But I'm going to do a 2-in-1 combo shout out. I wanted to shout out all of the music communities that I've been a part of, because that was a big part of my life at Tufts. I was on the music magazine, Melisma. Some of the best people are there, still there, and I miss that community a lot. Of course, WMFO. I wrote for a local music blog called Sound of Boston. Shout out there. The person who started Sound of Boston went to Tufts as well. And I'm so lucky that I get to work in music as part of my job. And that's always been my dream. And I don't think I realized that could ever come true until I was a part of all these amazing things at Tufts and I was exposed to so much and did internships and realized that, okay, the music industry is a career. And if that's what I want, I can make it happen. And I'm really proud of where I've come from, because that has always been the thing I love most in life. And that is still true. And I'm just lucky to have so many great communities and spaces to talk about and listen to and just be in music. And I hope that continues for the rest of my life. So very, very lucky for places like WMFO. And now on to the next. We've got a song that's maybe on theme. It's about youth going away. This is Disparate Youth by Santigold.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks. I know I only played one song in that little set, but it's the most important time of the night, and that is PSA night, or PSA time. And over the years, I have probably spoken aloud every PSA in that book. And there's one PSA that rises above them all that everyone requests. And of course, for my last night, we're going to play my favorite one. And that is the ladder PSA. And you're in luck because we have two special guests who have been working tirelessly over there to practice this PSA for you. So I will let them take it away with the ladder PSA.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Wow. Incredible. Give them some applause. Great job. Such a good PSA. No one loves a ladder like I do. And I'll also note that there's a crazy sign in the studio today where someone has stolen the fruit and nuts PSA, and they're offering a $5 reward for someone who brings back the fruit and nuts PSA, which is my number two favorite PSA. So if you have any information on that, please let me know. But thank you, Emily and Rachel. You guys absolutely killed it. I'd also like to note, before we get back into the show, that earlier, I posted on my Instagram story how many songs have I played over 6 years on Hot Tub Tapes, and I let you all guess. And I was really shocked by the low numbers that people were guessing. If you divide 6 years into, you know, a show a week, not every week, but a show a week, 1 hour of music, what do you think you're going to get? So no one got even close, but there was one person who got kind of close, and they will be allowed to request a song on today's show. They've been notified, and we will see if they are up to the task. So that's to come later. Next up, we've only got a few more songs, but next up is a song also kind of in theme. This is Slip Away by Perfume Genius.
Singing through your body, and I'm carried by the sound. Every drum, every single beat, they were born from your body, and I'm carried by the sound.
Take, oh,
right. That was Slip Away by Perfume Genius. And next up, we are going to play a little bit of our special request from our call-in user. So, in fact, let me pull up the exact guess and the exact number. This is before tonight. The number of unique songs that I have played over 6 years is 1,113 songs. And the highest guess was only 863. But it was from none other than Caleb Weinstock, Emily's boyfriend, who's here in spirit with us. And he has requested Sugar on My Tongue by Tyler, the Creator. So we will be playing a little bit of that in one moment. Yep, there we go. All right. Thank you, Caleb. Great job.
Like sugar on my tongue, tongue, tongue. Your body is so sweet, sweet, sweet. Invite me if you come, come, come. It's all I want to eat, eat, eat. Tell your mama, tell them what. Tell your daddy, tell them what. Tell them that you know what you heard about me. Tell your mama, tell your mama.
Okay, unfortunately, we only get 30 seconds of that song because I do only have 10 minutes left and I want to use it. But thank you, Caleb. Great song choice. So we got 2 songs left and a couple more shout-outs to make. I wanted to give a shout-out to all of the random listeners from all across the globe who tune in, are dedicated, who may be in the chat a lot. And it made it really fun to see who's going to tune in every week. So all of the characters out there, you know who you are. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, and everyone else who was in the studio here with me, the lovely Eric Spencer, shout out to you. And shout out to, yeah, shout out to WMFO. Am I right? I'm sure I'll have more as we approach the very, very end of the show, but next up, we must play a really important song. Maybe a song that's even more fun to dance your booty off to than Supercut. This is none other than my go-to karaoke song, Dancing on My Own by Robin. So turn the lights off, do whatever you need to do, but get up and dance, please. All right. Sadly, we've come to the end of the hour. And I'm getting sad. I don't think it really hit me until now that I'll probably never be back here. But that's okay. Because I'm going on to a new adventure. And community radio will always stay in my heart. And I think my biggest moral of the story is always practice ladder safety. Donate to your college community radio stations whenever you can. And teach your kids about music. Because you never know when they could be sitting here in this studio talking to all of you being like 10 people, but still a lot. And yeah, this was an awesome chapter of my life, and I will always wear my WMFO merch proudly, and I'm sure this will not be the last time you hear from me on the airwaves, because I think my lifelong dream is still to be a radio DJ somewhere somehow. So, you know, if there's any talent scouts listening, I'm available. Sirius XM, where you at? But seriously, I think that this is such a cool medium, and I'm very lucky to be here. And with that, we have one last song. But before we play it, I've got to do one last outro. This is Julia, and you are listening to Hot Tub Tapes for the very last time on 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And yes, I still had to look at the paper after 6 years to figure out what to say. So I'll never memorize it, but there you have it. The last outro ever. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been so much fun. And in very relevant fashion, the last song I'm going to be playing is Goodbye by Porches. I'll see you later.
I feel it move, I feel it ache. It's sad to see how much you changed. I slip into a cold lake. Now I just feel it slip away. Softer as I start to sing, the trees were set in orange sky. It is so sad to say goodbye.